Monday. Monday, it's a Monday. We're the Joe and Alex Show. Twitter and Instagram, you could follow us there. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Really would like for you to call in because this is a situation which I find really sad and disturbing. And I don't really think you should get divorced unless there's like abuse or something going on. I think you should try to work it out. But this situation, if this ever happens with my wife and I think I will file for divorce if this happens. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number, by the way, to call in. 833-563-2539. Should he file for divorce? Here's the story. I'm going to keep it very generic and right to the point. I was out to dinner when I was up in Michigan over the weekend for my friend's wedding. And talking to somebody saying, yeah, so my brother now has been with this girl for 5 years. They've been married 5 years. And she just decided, you know, I really don't want kids. Now, they knew beforehand going into the marriage they were going to have kids. Like, that's one of the things they talked about. Like, yeah, we'll have kids. And she's like, yeah, you know, I really don't want kids now.
That breaks my heart.
It's not that they can't have them. It's not that they can't adopt. None of that. It doesn't matter either way. It's just like, she's like, yeah, I just don't want kids. I don't, they're running around and all the nieces and nephews they have. You're like, yeah, that's enough for me. I say divorce immediately. There's no way you're wasting precious time that you have left to build a family. If that's what you agree on, I have other friends that are married and they're like, we're never going to have kids. We're selfish. And they say that. I'm not saying if you don't have kids, you're selfish, but they're like, we just want to take care of us, right? And that's all we want. And it's just, man, I just think about that now. I've been with my wife, Lindsay. We've been together 7 years, married for 3.5, and we're probably going to try in the next year or two. We're not trying right now. But if like 2 years from now comes up and my wife's like, you know what? I don't think I want to have kids.
Ugh.
I'm going to be so pissed, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Like, I'm going to wish her well, but like, I'm going to start the proceedings for a divorce. I'm sorry I'm all tongue-tied, but what do you think about this guy's situation?
This is so difficult. I can't imagine being in his shoes. This is really my worst nightmare situation. And so I'm curious to see if anyone listening has had this happen. I almost feel like...
I hope not.
Oh, gosh. I almost feel like you just have to... then just deal with it.
But you're saying they have to, Alex, stay in the marriage.
Yeah, but there's going to be grounds for a lot of counseling and a lot of, I mean, that would cause so many issues for me. I would be absolutely heartbroken, devastated, angry. I would have resentment issues. I feel like that would be such a hard thing to work through.
Would you rather have to go to counseling, Alex, because the person cheated on you or that they wouldn't have kids with you? Because cheating, you can move on past that.
No, I think...
The kids, not having kids ever?
Ooh,
I couldn't stay with the person.
It sounds like it was like just like a very like flippant, I think that's a word. Like,
we'll go with it.
Like, way she said it. It sounded like, oh, no, I just decided I don't want kids. Like, isn't that like a big decision that you think about for like months and months or like maybe years?
I think it's something, one of those things, which I didn't do all of them. I didn't check all the boxes. But yeah, premarital counseling or just in general, you talk among yourselves like, hey, do you like religion? I like religion. Do you like, you know,
kids?
Kids?
Yeah,
I like kids. Like, there's just certain things you have a general conversation. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
So I actually know a couple that this happened to. They got married and, the girl was like, yeah, I don't want kids. And the husband was like, I just always kind of thought that she would change your mind or kind of grow out of it. I thought she meant that like she didn't want kids at that time because we were younger. And like,
well, you
got to
ask those
kids.
Questions.
Like ever or just like 5-year
right.
plan?
Because
that's
so
a big difference.
Isn't it just as easy to switch like from one way to go back to the other though?
But pork chop, what Liv's kind of saying here, I think, is that you can't just make that switch.
So I guess like she... kept saying that she didn't want kids, and she knew how much it meant to him. And so I think she finally was just kind of like, I'm going to do it for him. I really don't want a kid, but I'm going to do it for him because like I love him, even though I don't want one.
But that
and
is-
in my head, I was like, that's going to cause so much resentment. Oh my gosh, all this stuff. They end up having a kid, and this kid changed this girl's life.
In a good way?
In a great way. She's obsessed with him. She is the best mom in the entire world. She wants to have another kid. She's like, I want another one. Like, he needs a brother, a little sister, or something. Like, it has changed her for the better.
Wow, Liv, thank you for sharing that. Miranda, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and you have a friend that's going through this right now?
Yeah, good morning, guys. So my best friend has been married to a woman for, I want to say, like 3 years. And at the beginning of the relationship, they both wanted kids, and she was, like, actually having baby fever really bad, and he wasn't ready. Well, now things have, like, changed, and I guess she does not want kids at all and is, like, trying to get a 10-year birth control. And so he's like, well, at the beginning of our relationship, we wanted kids, and now it's changed.
Is he going to leave
her? They're actually, so they're on a, like, separation right now.
Is it because of this issue? Is that why they're separated?
Yeah, just because he really wants kids, and she has completely changed her mind.
Jeez.
And so she doesn't want any.
That is so sad.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Miranda. I hope things work out for them. But, I mean, like, I never want to get divorced. Like, I really don't. But I don't know, Alex, how I would handle that if my wife, Lindsay, 2 years from now, that's, like, the time when we're going to probably try to start a, you know, a thing, then start a family. She's like, yeah, let's wait 5 more years. Or, like, oh, you know what? No, I'm good. I've got a bunch of nieces and nephews. So I'm like, oh, God, I love you, but bye.
So listen to this bye. BS that my ex put me through. We were dating. I talked about how, you know, it was number one most important thing for me to have kids. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah. We went into detail talking about, you know, how many kids would we want to have if we ended up getting married? What, you know, how would we want to raise them? All these different things. He never said anything about not wanting or couldn't have kids. After several months of dating, he is driving me home from a restaurant and he's like, hey, I need to tell you something. So I was told by doctors that I am probably sterile. I'm not going to be able to have kids. And I have been, like, dreading telling you that because I know that's, like, the number one thing that you want. And I was
probably
pissed.
Like, yes, or is it for sure?
So he said he was told he had, like, a 99% chance of being sterile. So he was like, so basically I want you to take the weekend. I want you to think about, you know, if you would still want to be with me, because I completely understand if you want to date somebody else to, you know, who can give you that, because that's the number one thing you want. And I was like, okay. So I took that night and after a few hours, I called all my friends and my family. I discussed it. I was like, what do you think? You know, and I just decided, well, I'm so in love with him. And people get married all the time and then realize that they can't have kids, right? And then you still work through it. So I was like, you know, if he is the person I'm supposed to be with, then I'm willing to be with him anyway. So I call him up and I'm like, hey, I know that you don't think that you're going to be able to have kids, but I still want to be with you. I choose to be with you and love you anyway. And he says, you know what? I'm going to need some time to think about it. I'm not sure that I want to be with you. The next day, after I went through the torment of basically mourning the loss of my unborn children, he comes over to my apartment and tells me, actually, I'm not in love with you.
Oh my gosh, what a jerk.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yep.
Abby, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you're going through this right now. Is that correct?
I am. I actually am going through a divorce right now due to this problem. When we got married, we discussed that we didn't want children right away, and we may not ever. And then it got down to the point where I decided, you know, maybe we are wasting time, and I do want a child. And he decided that he did not and wanted to focus on his career. And, of course, there were other issues that were surrounding this, but that was sort of the straw that broke the camel's back. So we are actually going through a divorce because of this, because of the whole kid situation. So it's tough, but, you know, when that's what you want, even though that, you know, you talked about probably not having them, but you wanted to leave the window open, and then when a time comes and you're both on different pages, sometimes it just, you know, it's what happens.
Do you feel like you didn't go deep enough into the subject when you were just dating?
Probably. You know, I think there was probably some of that, you know, I wanted to please him and he wanted to please me, and we really didn't want to, you know, get too far into something right away with that. And then when we got married, it was, we just want to spend time with us and, you know, be selfish for a little while. And, you know, we were okay with saying that. And then, as I'm 33 now, and as time, you know, kept ticking, I was like, you know, maybe I should bring a child into this world. And, you know, and then I got to thinking, maybe it's not with him that I should bring a child into this
world.
Hey,
Abby, I still got 2 more years with my wife before, like, that conversation might come up. If you can wait 2 more years, you know, like, we could maybe do it together.
That sounds good.
All right, cool. 2 years from now, call back. We'll check in, all right? We'll see what's going on. No, seriously, though, Abby, thanks for sharing that, because that's very tough, I can only imagine, and very personal. We appreciate you. Let's wrap things up here on the Joe and Alex Show with Kayla. If you're just tuning in, I went to a wedding this weekend. I had a conversation with somebody, and this girl, her brother, has been married for 5 years, and now is finding out, like, hey, we were planning on having kids, but his wife says, nah, you know what? After this time, I don't want kids, and I think that's grounds for divorce. Kayla, what did you want to say?
Okay, so my husband's parents, they're divorced now, but before, when they got married, they kind of agreed, like, they were going to have kids and stuff, but then later on, his dad said, no, I don't want kids, so his mom just, like, made it happen. She didn't tell him, and
she poked a hole in the condom?
Went off the birth control and just, you know.
Oh my gosh, did they stay together?
No, I mean, they're divorced now. I don't think that's why, but, like, she didn't think it was fair because, like, they had agreed, like, they were going to have kids, and she really wanted kids, and then he's like, no, I don't want them anymore. So she just made it happen.
Normally I would say that's a dastardly thing to do, but touche.
Yeah, you know what? Here, the lesson learned here is just start replacing your birth control with Flintstone vitamins. Take those instead. He'll never know.
I was going to suggest Tic Tacs because, man, my wife said to bring her birth control. I'm like, you dummy, they're not orange. I'm like, oh, I thought they were Tic Tacs.